After testing the political waters for a minor party presidential run, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced that he will not be pursuing a national candidacy. While not said, it is clear that the task of obtaining ballot position in enough states to be competitive proved daunting. And, at this point in the cycle, achievement would be highly unlikely. Without a party label, it is extremely difficult, as even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is finding, to qualify fully for the national campaign. The Decision Desk HQ, in association with the Hill newspaper, has forecast a new 50-state electoral vote projection. The statistician's new estimates give former President Donald Trump his largest ever electoral vote lead at 312 to 226. The key swing states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are all landing in the Trump camp, according to DDHQ, giving him more than enough electoral votes to clinch the presidency if the election were today. Turning to the upcoming California jungle primary on March 5th, Emerson College surveyed the Golden State electorate in a partnership with the Hill newspaper and the Inside California Politics blog. Their results again find Congressman Adam Schiff leading the open U.S. Senate field, this time with 28% of the vote. In second place, and for the first time with a sizable advantage over the third place finisher, is former baseball great Steve Garvey, the Republican, with 22%. Following are Democratic Representatives Katie Porter and Barbara Lee with 16 and 9%, respectively. The two top finishers, regardless of political party affiliation or percentage attained, will advance to the general election. Senator LaFonza Butler, who Governor Gavin Newsom appointed to replace the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, is not running for a full term. Throughout an election cycle, it's relatively common to see time frames where two pollsters will survey the same electorate at around the same time and yet arrive at very different conclusions, such as now the case in a northern New Jersey congressional race that features the son of indicted Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez released the results of his internal Target Smart survey that posted him to a relatively strong 46-22% advantage over Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala in their request for the Democratic nomination. A few days later, the Bala campaign countered with its own poll, this one from GQR Research, another highly rated polling firm. This data finds a much different ballot test result, with the incumbent leading only 44-41%. These polls, seemingly both well conducted, are far apart in how they view the race. This New Jersey Democratic primary will be another of the most interesting intra-party contests to watch during our current election cycle. The New Jersey primary is scheduled for June 4th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.